Hi guys, it's Keaton here for the Casthetic Podcast. I want to remind you to please use the Amazon banner link at the top of our website at casthetic.com for all of your online shopping needs. It costs you nothing extra, and the show gets a percentage of all the sales. Please bookmark it. And now, on to the show. Welcome to another episode of Casthetic. I got this phenomenal band for you guys today. They're called Dead Wax, and they got some really groovy tunes for you guys. So let's just get on into the music. The first song is called I Still Love You. So here it is, I Still Love You by Dead Wax. Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. Now let's get to know everybody here today. Let's go around the room, introduce yourselves, what you play.
Yeah, I'm Jay Hutchinson, and I play guitar and sing.
My name is Akira Yasuhara, and I play drums. My name is Piano. I play the piano and I sing.
What I was reading on your website is that this started out as a solo project.
Yeah.
It seems you've added a few members.
Yeah, I've been really lucky to play with a lot of great musicians, and these guys especially are some of my favorites, people in not just the world, but this room.
It's very right? biased.
It's a little biased of me, but scratch that, reverse it. Yeah, not just this room, but in the world.
Yeah. Now, is Dead Wax going through a process of expansion with different musicians?
It is whoever's willing to come and play with me at the moment in time. No, it's it's difficult to keep musicians playing. You know, everybody goes through changes in life, events, and everything. It's ever evolving. You know, everything is always sort of flowing from one thing to the next. And these guys are actually frontmen of their own projects. Respectively, wonderful songwriters, and it's just been great to have them play with me.
What are your projects?
I'm not in a project anymore. Jay just kind of threw me under the bus right there.
you had your own band.
I did. I was the bass player and lead singer for like a progressive hard rock band called Chainsaw Baby.
That's a great name.
It is.
Chainsaw Baby. Now, is it a baby that's a chainsaw or
it's
chainsaw
a baby
that's a
carrying
baby?
A chainsaw, like dragging a chainsaw. The idea of like
chainsaw wielding baby,
innocence lost,
lost to the chainsaw,
lost to the world. But yeah, I haven't played that project in around 4 years, but we were playing quite a lot up until about 2012, and then I've been fortunate enough to have Jay ask me to play drums, and here I am. She's got a hold, ask her.
I have my own project called They Call Me Piano, and or Piano Blue. Thank you. It's a cool thing. It's just me, myself, and I. And I play keys and I sing, and I have two albums out, working on my third right now. And just do that.
Awesome. Now another thing I want to touch on is, also on your website, I really dug deep, some hard-hitting
right
journalism
on. That's,
here.
That's fantastic.
By reading the website. It said you played everything on the EP, excluding a couple harmonies here and there.
Yeah.
What was it like playing everything from a songwriting perspective and thinking in all these different instruments for
man.
An EP?
It comes, I don't know, when a song comes to me, like I guess, sometimes the whole thing will just compose itself, you know? And so I'll have ideas for the drums and have ideas for, you know, bass parts and different harmonies and whatnot. So in some respects, it's nice to be able to just play every instrument. It's also good to have feedback from, you know, good musicians that you trust and respect. But for me, working on that record, it was a challenge because I hadn't played, you know, drums in a long time, but I had a lot of encouragement to do that. So yeah, it was, I don't know, what do you think? How did it
honestly,
sound?
Honestly, I listened to it before I started reading that you played every instrument on it. I couldn't tell.
Oh, nice.
I was like, this is an awesome EP.
Ah, thank you, man.
Like start to finish, it was wonderful. Now, do you have any kind of quirky or special songwriting rituals you go through? You know, like some people will lock themselves away in a cabin for a month and
or five
come
years
out with something.
Or something, you know. A ritual. Like I said, I'll play a song. I'll have ideas for years. Like we actually just played a song that I've had in my head for like,
yeah, he was hiding a song.
Years.
He was hiding a song for me. And like a year and a half.
For some reason, it just won't come together until certain elements are introduced. And I guess the ritual is just to allow that to happen, you know, not to force anything. So I really, you know, try to tap into wherever the song wants to go. And if it doesn't want to go there, you know, you just kind of wait until that moment kind of hits you.
Almost like a Taoist songwriting.
Sure.
Philosophy, just going with the flow until it comes out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's, you know, that's especially true for like live performances too. You know, it's really hard to you know, force an energy. You know, you got a different audience, you have a different, you know, perspective on the day, and you kind of just have to allow yourself to be open to whatever's going to happen. And that's what I love about music, and you know, musicians who also, you know, do that as well.
Just allow it to happen.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Another thing I want to ask is your two music videos I saw, Feel Good and I Still Love You.
Right on.
Same black cat in both videos.
Yeah.
I knew
yes.
it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all. But those videos are great too.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Who shot them? Who came up with the concepts behind them?
My wife and I came up with the concept. My partner and I worked on the concepts. She's a filmmaker, and we you know, developed them. You know, I came up with like she asked me to come up with like an actual like script, and like, you know, really really chart it out for the Feel Good video. And then she had one of her coworkers or one of her production teammates come in and work with us. He filmed it for us, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, they came out wonderfully.
Thank you.
So now let's go on to this segment we have on the show called Five Questions. I'm going to ask you guys five questions. I ask everybody, answer them as fast or quickly as you feel like, and we'll just go around the room and you guys can answer each one. So here it is. Cue the music. It's Five Questions. The worst gig you ever had.
Can I
There's no pass.
You can't pass on this one?
I mean, we could come back to you.
The worst gig I've ever had. Like, you mean setting, or like that I played wrong, or that I disappointed the audience? Oh, thank you.
Just whatever you felt like was the worst gig you had.
Yeah, I played some small places. Some gigs that were tough, like Sandwich Shop. That was a pretty tough gig, but I had a lot of good, you know, feedback from young kids. That was nice. No, I try to take every gig and pull something. Yeah.
Well, that's great. No bad memories, at least.
No, none that I've wanted to hold on to.
Get rid of those.
Yeah.
I'm kind of on Jay with that one, where I haven't really necessarily had any bad gigs per se. I mean, there's always a couple of shows where you play where you're not necessarily satisfied with what you've done or how you perform, but the most important thing as performers or musicians is that you give 180, 100, you know, 90, whatever, how many percent over 100.
Yeah.
That you want to give, but you just give everything that you got. I feel like if you do that, there's not really anything that you can be sorry for or feel like you didn't do. There's always shows where, like, you know, like people walk out with money, you don't get paid. Like, I remember we played a show in Fredericksburg where we drove all the way down to Fredericksburg and somebody ran off with the door money and we didn't have enough money to get back for gas. And that's probably, like, maybe if I'm like thinking about it, it's like maybe the worst part, but that's not, like, I don't even play for money, so it's not even really a big deal.
So the show was good.
The show was good. It was just the fact of, like, we didn't even get gas money to, like,
some
go
rat
back
bastard
home.
Just ran off
right.
with your money.
Yeah. But yeah, I like Jay, I try to take something positive away from every performance and not necessarily look at it as a bad or good. Just kind
anytime
of
you get to play
it,
for people and connect.
Yeah, it's always a privilege to play experience for you guys and to play for anybody.
You know, I don't really like know what my exact worst show was, but I know that the worst I ever felt was like I just gotten out of the hospital for this thing and I had to sit for the first time. I stand every time I perform. And I had to sit, and it was like, I felt so horrible. I was like, this isn't natural for me. But that's pretty much
just
it.
Just because of the pain? Or just because it was awkward for you? I'm sorry, I'm asking the questions now. Like, I'm being a viewer.
No, it was just awkward for me. It wasn't exactly like I mean, I don't really recall like a worst show ever, but that was the worst I ever felt playing a show, like before sitting down. I just felt so limited to what I could do.
Got to get up.
Yeah, move around.
Yeah, do some dancing.
She rocks out too when she plays the piano.
I hop around.
Worst equipment malfunction you had during a show?
Well, I've certainly had, you know, amps shut off and, you know, different things happen. Guitars get unplugged but again, that I think that sometimes that can add to a performance. But the worst. It didn't happen to me, but it happened to a show that I was in charge of. I actually had Ken at a show with his band, and I invited him out to my house in Herndon, and it was a Halloween show, and they started playing. They sounded awesome, and all the power shut out.
Oh, no.
And not for like a little while. It was like, it was a good 5-10 minutes of just nothing, but their drummer kept playing and entertaining the crowd. Like, he just wouldn't stop. It was great. Like, and finally we got the power back on, and it was like nothing ever happened. It was great. So that's probably the worst malfunction that I ever felt. Sorry about that one, man.
Ken says it's A-okay.
Worst malfunction. I don't know if I've probably been pretty lucky with not having things just crap out on me, like on sets. I was telling Jay about, I think he was at this show that I was playing, where we were playing during like a hurricane for Wanapalooza in Aldi. And we lost maybe a couple $1,000 worth of equipment because we just kept playing. just because I didn't.
Yeah,
through the storm.
Yeah, we played like during the hurricane, and it was like literally raining so hard I couldn't even see my pedal board. But it, one of those moments where you just kind of put it all behind you and you do it for the greater good of rock and roll.
Yeah, shout out to Dave Morgan and
Wanapalooza. Shout out to Dave Morgan for sure. Yeah. But yeah, I've been pretty fortunate with malfunctioning equipment and not having too many things go wrong for sure.
You were there, Catala, for my malfunction. Or maybe you were there too, Jay.
Oh, and Jimmy's.
Something had happened.
You kicked it.
I kicked it. I kicked the power out. That's what,
You just kept rocking it. You went like a cappella and you just kept rocking.
I was covering Heaven and Hell by Black Sabbath, and something happened. Like, all of a sudden, I think I like kicked a chord and it just, everything shut off. And it just went silent, and I just kept singing because I didn't want to disappoint anybody.
No, powered through a storm, powered through the outages.
I powered through. Yeah. I just kept singing.
The show
and, like,
must go on.
Some people got it on video, and people started singing with me. It was cool. And then, like, everything came back, and it came back right on beat, too. Like, I had to wait for my keyboard to load up again.
That's
and then
awesome.
It just came and just, like, boom, I just came back. It was cool.
The dirtiest or scariest place you've stayed during a tour?
Just the floor of a frat house.
That is the scariest place.
Yeah, and the dirtiest. Yeah, you gotta make do sometimes. Oh, it's almost better to go sleep outside in some places that you've been. Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the dirtiest places that we've stayed. I've definitely gone to hotel rooms and walked up into the room and they haven't changed the sheets and there's blood on the walls and
solid
anything else on the walls and whatever. It's like, no, fuck it, I'll just sleep in my car. That, yeah, you got to make do. Sleeping in your car is really not that bad.
Depends what kind of car you have.
That is true. That is true.
I mean, when the options are car or murder scene.
Right, yeah. Right.
But then yeah. You got all your like gear packed, and then you got to like sit, like sit, like sleep sitting up.
Yeah, I did that a bunch of times. I had a very small car, but I packed everything I could into it to be able to play a show, like just from nothing. Like I had PA speakers and whatever, and I laid out a sleeping bag on top and just kind of shoved myself into it and just had about 2 inches clearance between me and the roof, and that's all you need.
Nice. Yeah. How'd you get out of that? Kind of
yeah,
just,
you just have to shimmy. Inchworm? You have to shimmy and shake out.
We went on tour in Fayetteville. Like one of the spots, one of the places we stopped was Fayetteville, North Carolina. And that was pretty dirty.
Not the whole city. You don't want to disgrace the whole
no,
city.
No, I don't want to disgrace the whole city. I forget what hotel it was. But there was four of us plus our manager that were trying to cram into a really smelly, dirty hotel. And it was just not, it was pretty dirty, pretty grimy. But yeah, I would say like Jacksonville or like Fayetteville were probably one of the worst.
Yeah, when you're traveling through there, just be careful.
I had to be extremely careful, yes.
I haven't lived long enough to experience this yet, to be honest. So, I don't know. I can't think of, like, a place that was just absolute hell.
You'll get there.
Sorry, I'm not there yet.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
It's gonna come, though.
Darn.
It'll happen.
There'll be plenty of haunted manors and run-down homes.
Hey, I have a question.
Well, actually, I remember now. Really shady hotel, like... There were like monkeys on the wall.
Like real
painted.
Monkeys?
No. Yeah, they were just chilling. No, they were like painted on the walls. And the elevator didn't work, so I had to take the stairs. I had to drag my keys up there. And it was just really scary. Like, it'd be in the middle of the night, and I heard like just people like screaming and crying.
That's what Fayetteville was like.
It was crazy, and like I would just lay there, and I was like, I bet you the sheets haven't been washed in like what 2 months maybe. Yeah. Like it just smelled bad, and like there were like holes in the wall. That's pretty
holes
much it
in
though.
The wall?
Did
like,
you see through
them?
No,
through
I couldn't
it?
See people's like
spying in other rooms.
Yeah.
What's up? Have some pizza?
But you don't know who
just
else
just shove
is
it through
watching.
The hole.
just
feed
me
through the
pass
hole.
No, <that's...
laughs> don't.
Anyway, yeah.
The closest you've come to quitting music.
I don't think I could ever really step away fully, but there's definitely been some moments where I've had to step away from whatever project I was working on. Money is is always a tight thing when you're traveling and trying to make it work. The closest I ever stepped away or been from stepping away. No, that hasn't happened yet. Yeah.
Let's hope it doesn't.
Yeah.
I June 29th, 2012, I was T-boned and run over by an SUV on a motorcycle, and I tore my brachial plexus nerve tendon, which is the tendon that controls your right arm. So I was told initially that I was never going to move my right arm again. And I was in the hospital for almost 2 months. I didn't know if I was going to be able to walk. I certainly thought I was not going to be able to play music again. And it took me almost 2 years. I think I was telling you about a year and a half before I could even move my arm even just a little bit. So I gave up completely on music almost. The band that I was in, like I was telling you, Chainsaw Baby, pretty much disbanded after that. And I had lost a lot of hope as far as where I was going to be, if music was even going to be an option for me. So I don't think it's as much as walking away as I was forced at a certain point to not play. It's like physically couldn't. I couldn't carry a bass on my shoulders anymore because I had herniated discs in my back. I was always in pain. I was wearing a neck brace for like... stuffed all the way up to here in a neck brace for a year and a half. But yeah, and then Jay ended up seeing me play drums and bass for like a hip hop show one night, and he just popped in and asked me if I wanted to play drums for him, and here we are. It's yeah. been he was the one that initially believed in me and brought me back from the abyss of not playing music pretty much at all.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you back in the music world.
It feels amazing to be back, for sure. Man. This is exactly what I want to be doing with the people that I want to do it with.
I haven't stepped away from music before. I just don't see myself doing that. I can't imagine doing that at all, because it's one of the few things that I enjoy really doing, and I can't see a life without.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Best memory you have together as a band?
Us?
All of us?
Oh, this has got to be one of them.
Like the three of us combined?
The three of you combined, or it can even be your best memory together in music.
Let's start over here.
No, don't pass it to
fingers?
Me.
Yeah, you bounce past him, bounce goes. Past right back to you.
It's like a boomerang.
Best moment? This is a pretty good moment. Yeah, I think the first time we all jammed was probably a really pivotal thing. You know, I think we all have some sort of a connection that's, you know, cosmic, and we understand each other on some sort of level that, you know, I don't understand other people on, and other people don't understand me on, I'm sure. So yeah, probably the first time we jammed, which was where?
Your place.
You had to be at my place, okay, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
I mean, when we all play together, we have this crazy, there's just this vibe, this connection that, like, anyone who listens to us all together can pick up on, that's just, like, crazy. The only way I can describe it is crazy, but it's not crazy vibe. It's just powerful. There's something between all of us that's just this link that we all just fall on together. If that makes any sense. It makes sense in my head, and then I say it, and it just comes out, and I'm like, oh.
Blip, 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 blip.
It makes sense.
Is that what I sound like to you? Is that it right there?
Is it my turn?
Yeah, bro.
I don't know. I mean, I honestly feel like every time the three of us get together is a new, like, almost best moment, kind of. Like, we keep having, like, higher highs almost, you know what I mean? And we keep progressing and expanding and coming together, like, tighter each time we meet up and each time we play and each time we jam. And I think that, I mean, today was a really good experience. We had we've had a couple of really good times. Just like, I mean, anytime, whether it's playing music or hanging out with these guys, like they said, it's just really like the synergy is just there. We all click and we all vibe really well. And like Jay alluded to earlier, there's three front men pretty much in this band that usually doesn't work with groups. It's like having like an all-star team kind of, and like I feel like I'm part of like a giant all-star team right now. You know what I mean? And it's
going to states next year.
It's a blessing, because a lot of times like main frontman people have giant egos that they can't put to the side, and then you get it together and it clashes. But for whatever reason, we're able to always just leave everything at the door and just come together for the better good of music and feel it.
Beautiful. All around beautiful answers. Let's get some music going. This next song is called Any Size, and it's by, you guessed it, Dead Wax.
Boom.
So here you guys go, listening out there. It's Any Size by Dead Wax.
Back in the cell, it's beginning to resemble hell. Well, I'm guessing, but it's hard to tell, 'cause any minute I could fall asleep forever. I've been wishing you well, trade a medal for the anti-spell. Cast out of the pond of wealth, I'm sinking to the bottom with the other treasure that fell. The sky don't change, shape of the moon, they think they are. Got you in prison, but they're dying to keep the war. Follow the sun, and don't get worried when the winter comes. Cause you are free to love everyone, and you will never be all alone. Cause the sound will take you home. Freedom is a state.
Welcome back. That song you just heard was Any Size by Dead Wax. Now, is there any story behind that song? Any cool little snippets that people should know about?
That song. Well, no, I think it. Does it speak for itself?
You wrote the song,
dude.
What is it? What are you filming?
When songs. Like, I don't write songs. Songs write me.
There you go. Right on that whiteboard.
That's a soundbite right there.
Yeah. There's some heavy stuff in that song. But
tell us a little bit about it.
What's that?
How does tell it us make a little you bit about it.
What?
Tell us.
You want to know?
I want. We want to know.
We
God
want
damn
information.
It.
The people want to know.
That one. That song actually. Okay. All right. Do you guys remember? Do you remember the hashtag bring our girls home?
Yes.
No.
Where there was like 300, I don't think you know what a hashtag is.
I'm learning. Is it the number sign?
Yeah. Yeah.
The ampersand.
There was, like I said, it's pretty heavy. But it was, I don't know. I got turned off by the fact that everybody was just putting up a hashtag to try to like make something change, and so I thought that a message would be better to send out rather than just be like, hey, like you should bring these people home, like maybe give them a message that says, you know, wherever you are, like whether you're you know, locked up or you know, chained up or whatever, like, you know, you can try to find peace within yourself.
That is.
I hope that the message reaches people.
It's a strong chorus.
Thanks.
You know what I mean? I love the song.
Yeah. It is. It's a really good song.
Thank you.
Now, are you guys working on recording anything? Do you have any shows coming up?
Yeah, we're working on some new material that we've all worked on. Together, I've got some past recordings that I'll be finishing up pretty soon, with the help of these guys, and shows. I don't think we have anything lined up right now. Piano, do you have shows coming up?
I do. I have a solo show for They Call Me Piano, May 27th.
That everybody should go to.
Where at?
Cuatro Gumba Winery in Aldi.
Oh, that place is awesome.
Yeah.
Wine slushies, pizza.
Yeah, man.
They got their
macaroni
own brewery.
And cheese.
Yeah.
They got it all, dude.
And then you're going to be at Jimmy's as well, right?
I am. Rally in the Alley.
Nice. That'd be
cool. Rally in the Alley?
Yeah.
I said that right, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
Oh, Rally in the Alley's fun.
You go to Jimmy's?
I've been before,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Dude, Jimmy's is great. Jimmy's is
yeah,
awesome.
It's like you're a home bar.
I got some open mics for you guys every Tuesday night at the Old Philadelphia Tavern in Old Town Manassas. Wonderful open mic hosted by Stephen Lee. Great place to go. Great musicians over there. And then the big one every Monday and Thursday night at Epicure Cafe in Fairfax. Incredible open mics. Lots of talent going through there. And then we got a whole bunch of shows coming up. May 10th, Coward's Choir is having their album release for their new album, Name the Fear, which is going to be awesome, and they're playing with the Dusk Whales at Jam and Java. Then on May 14th, Collider, Mitchell Evan and the Mangrove, Milo and Doldrums, and Kid Claws are playing at Iota. On May 16th, Calamar, Better Homes, and Calm the Waters are playing at Velvet Lounge. Then May 20th, Cabin Creek is playing at McCannon's. On May 26th, Red Sword is playing at the Bourbon Room in Fredericksburg. On May 27th, Azura and Atlas Concept are playing at Epicure Cafe. That's going to be an awesome night of prog rock if you guys are into it. Highly recommend going. And then we got a whole bunch of Daycare Swindler shows coming up. June 3rd, Daycare Swindler, Supreme Commander, and Walk the Plank are playing at Fat Tuesdays in Fairfax. And then June 11th, Daycare Swindlers, the Dusk Whales, and Cabin Creek are playing at Fat Tuesdays in Warrenton. On June 14th, Leftover Crack and the Daycare Swindlers are playing at Rock and Roll Hotel. Then we got the Daycare Swindlers again at Headmaster's Pub on July 9th. Then taking you to July 16th is the Cataclysmic Bacon Fest the 3rd down at Art Mart in Fredericksburg. That's going to be a great music festival. Highly recommend going to it. And then July 21st through July 24th is the Great, the Bold, the Mighty, the Untitled Music Festival down in Newcastle, Virginia. Bands from Richmond, bands from D.C., bands from all around are gathering in a field in Newcastle to partake in a summer camp with no camp counselors and rock and roll, basically. So it's going to be great. Now, from what you were telling me, Jay, you also run a music festival up in Herndon called Jam Brew.
Yeah, Jam Brew. We started that about 7 years ago, and it's focused on some of the bands. You mentioned the Dusk Whales. The Dusk Whales are going to be there this year.
Awesome. Those guys are everywhere.
Yeah, they're awesome, man. They're really great. We've got Black Masala. We've got Ja Works going to be playing there. Ted Garber is there this year. It's right in the middle of Herndon, and it's a free event. We've got great local beers on tap and in cans. And it's just focused around bringing the community together around bands and musicians who write, record, and perform their original music, you know, no cover bands. Just bands who write their own stuff. It's been growing progressively, you know, over the years, and I think this year is going to be probably the best.
Now, when is this happening?
It happens every Friday in September.
Every Friday in September?
Every Friday in September, and you can go to jambrew.com. I think there's some information up there, we're gonna be, you know, promoting it pretty heavily pretty soon.
So you guys listen, you have four chances to go to Jam Brew.
Yeah,
or four Fridays.
Actually, I think there's five.
There's five Fridays.
Yeah, there's five Fridays.
Yeah,
this September, and then the last
Saturday.
Yeah, it's the first Saturday in October, so it'll be a Friday, and then into Saturday we're doing this thing called Octo Brew Fest. Same place. So, the Jam Brew Octo Brew Fest.
This all sounds wonderful. You guys out there, you got to go to at least one. You got five chances to go. Well, four for Jam Brew, one for Octo Brew Fest. But, like, go. Just go.
That's right.
Now, where can people find your stuff? What's your social media names out there if people want to socialize in a media form?
Well, there's Deadwax. So it's DEDWAX.com. And all social media is under Deadwax. And we've got...
All right. My Instagram is Piano Blue, but without the E at the end, so it's just Piano BLU. And then I'm blonde right now, but I usually have blue hair. Sometimes I forget I'm blonde. My website is theycallmepiano.com. My Facebook, same thing, They Call Me Piano. YouTube, They Call Me Piano. Twitter, They Call Me Piano. And I won't tell you my Reddit. That's about it.
Nobody reveals their
Reddit name. Nobody reveals their Reddit. Nope. He's like, what social media?
No, I actually, they forced me to get an Instagram account.
Forced?
Well, they didn't force me. I
encouraged.
They encouraged me to get
peer pressured
an Instagram account. So I have an Instagram account. I believe it's
Makinabasa.
Makinabasa.
I can't spell. All right.
M A C C H I N A B A S S A.
Basa. B-A-S-S-A.
B-A-S-S.
All right, and while you guys are on your little phones, tablets, computers, giant screens that display the internet, be sure to send some likes, not only to Deadwax. Give them as many likes as you can, and They Call Me Piano. Throw some likes to Bias Studios or to Cassathetic if you even want. That'd be cool. I mean, not necessary, but who cares? Or make-believe thumbs up. Be sure to follow the Instagrams at Cassathetic is the show's Instagram. Then Bias Studios is the studio's Instagram. Then be sure to check out our sweet engineers' Instagrams, Mark Ryder Music and Ken Barnum.
Yeah, Ken.
And then follow us on Twitter. There's at Keaton Thinking if you want to know what I'm thinking for.
What are you
thinking? Any reason?
What did you mind telling us?
Right now I'm thinking...
Right now.
Let's figure out this social media stuff so people know social media's better.
What's Ken thinking? I'm kind of thinking...
Right Ken now. Is thinking, these knobs aren't moving right. I need to move them to the correct position. And then Mark Ryder Music on his Twitter and Ken Barnum on his Twitter. Big thanks to Ken Barnum and Mark Ryder for recording, mixing, and... like tackling Godzilla anytime he invades. They keep everybody safe.
They do that?
They do. They've taken him down thrice times. And big thank you to Bias Studios for letting us record here. They got a lovely facility. You should go check out their website, biasstudios.com. We got one last song from you from these great guys, Deadwax. It's actually my favorite song off of the EP From Scratch, which you can check out on their website, deadwax.com. This song's called Just Between. Is there a story behind this one?
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell it.
Oh, it's a secret story.
Why are you going to do that?
No, let them solve it.
To tell.
People have to write down the lyrics and extract the words.
See, what had happened was...
Yeah. We'll just keep that one between me and you.
Oh,
all right.
Boom.
Cue the music.
Well, I'm Keaton, your host. Enjoy this song. This song's awesome. It's called Just Between by Deadwax. Have a wonderful week. Just between me and you,
You know that nothing changes. I said it's all the same. You're gonna end up taking his name again. Darling, your kids call him father. You won't be forgotten, no. Well, just between me and you, you know this is all. So don't call, no, don't call. To let you go, I'd be a fool. But there can never be something just between me and you. To let you go, I'd be a fool. But there can never be something just between. This just won't do. I got someone new, baby, and I'm in love. You ain't gonna make me no fool, 'cause I've been a fool once before. So I'm stopping you before you walk up to our door and scream, I'm right in front. You can take what you want, or it ain't nothing that new to me. No, I'm not like my father. Daughter's name into my family tree, yeah. To let you go, I'd be a fool. But there can never be something just between me and you. To let you go, I'd be a fool. But there can never be something just between.